Robbie, mate, congratulations. Finals is very, very much within reach. What's going through your head right now?
What's going through my head right now is that I can't believe Newcastle beat Melbourne Victory and kept the season going for them for another week. Otherwise, we'd be celebrating. But it's been a good result for us today. We've got a bit more work to do next week, so hopefully we can get there.
There's a bit of a sloppy first half, to say the least. Passes probably weren't sticking too well. As much as they weren't creating a number of clear-cut chances, you were still probably giving away a little bit more than what you liked, and probably wasn't the start you were hoping for. What did you make of that kind of period of the game?
Yeah, it was. It was a difficult start. I'm not sure what we put that down to, but once we had a chat at half time and said, listen, we've just got to get a little bit more physical, compete a lot more, get closer to people, things started to change. And we created a fair few chances in the second half, and it was a game that, you know, to be honest, probably wasn't a 3-1 game, but we'll take the result and move on.
Harding and Kucherov, they're probably going to get most of the plaudits after today, but Sham Kamas, her impact in the first half, that can't be underestimated, can it?
Yeah, she made a couple of crucial saves. And that kept us in the game. But our keepers all year have been really good for us, so Sham and Kaylee. So, yeah, it's obviously a position that you can be a hero or zero player for the day. And I think Sham, as you say, made some crucial saves in that first half.
How does that affect the mentality of the team? You've got two keepers there that you've been able to interchange throughout the season, whether one's going to be starting keeper for a little bit, the other one comes in, whether it be injuries or just preference. How much does it affect the mentality of the team that no matter, you've got two keepers that could essentially be your number one?
The team doesn't really worry too much about who's in goal, because if it's either Sham or Kaylee, there's not much difference, if any. So we're just trying to focus about how we can defend as a group, and anything that is a keeper's ball or the keeper needs to do, they've been able to do, and focus more about how we're going to play and how we're going to attack and how we're going to try and create chances and score goals. So it's good that we've got two keepers that are both number one quality keepers, so and that's helped us this year, especially when Sham got injured and Kaylee's been injured. So we've been lucky in that respect.
I did mention the two names before, Kucherov, Sophie Harding. Both of them individually have been fantastic this season, but together they just seem to be able to bring the best out of each other. How have you seen that relationship kind of blossom, just not just tonight, but over the course of the season as well?
Yeah, Kucherov was didn't start today. She came on and had a lot more of an impact that we'd expect in terms of when she's been starting. She started most of the games this year, and most of the games she's done really well in. The last couple of starts she's had, she hasn't quite sort of hit the heights that we expected, but when she came on today up top, it seemed to suit her a little bit more. She seemed to have, especially in that second half when there's a little bit more transitional, a little bit more space, a little bit more time to make better decisions, she did well. And Sophie was always dangerous. And D, Matos, did really well out on the right. She had a chance to score, and a couple other times she got forward, and she's always, her work rate is just phenomenal. So, and also on the other side, Ella. So we've been fortunate to have two really workhorses there.
Just a word on Ella as well. She scored her first goal for the club. It was only a week and a half ago. She's got two goals in three games now. For someone that was originally a player coming on an injury contract as well, she's doing well to possibly, potentially, be a permanent member of this side in the future, is she?
Yeah, well, obviously, she's here till the end of the season, and then we're looking to hopefully keep her on for next season. Everybody tells me she's a great defender, plays at the back. She's been starting in midfield for us and scored two goals in the limited start she's had. So, where she ends up playing on a more permanent basis will probably depend on the makeup of the squad for next year. But certainly she's versatile enough that we can play probably anywhere at the back and probably as a wide midfield player as well, so that's good.
Another word on Sophie Harding. I know every time I speak to you, I kind of bring her up, but for good reason, it's almost been every game this season she's been able to make an impact. And as the season's gone on, do you feel like she's been able to add more to her game as well in more of a technical sense?
She has. She has her moments. She's, over the last 3 months, proved that she's now a top-class goal scorer. She needs to try and bring in some other things to her game in terms of ball retention and joining people in when she has a back to play and stuff like that. In broken play, she's been excellent for us. And that's where we've really utilised her speed and her strengths. So hopefully that continues. Hopefully she keeps improving in those other areas that will make her a top-class striker.
You did say as well the job's not done just yet, albeit it could be by the time you do play your next game. You've also got top four within reach. Is that going to play on the mind of the girls as well at all, or is it just purely about trying to secure that final spot?
We go out in every game to try and win. That was what we were trying to do today, regardless of what anybody else did. And that's what we're going to try and do next week. We're not going to Wellington for a holiday. We're going there to try and get 3 points and continue our run. And go as deep and as long as we can. Whether we finish third, fourth, fifth or sixth at this stage is irrelevant. Obviously if we finish third or fourth, we get a home elimination final. That would be great. And given that the Mariners are playing Western United next week and Melbourne Victory are playing Sydney, there's a real chance we could finish in either third or fourth spot.
And just a word on the crowd here tonight. It looks like one of your best for the season, at least at Wanderers Football Park. A good atmosphere. Do you think that helped you guys get across the line today?
Oh, definitely. There was obviously a lot more people here than we're used to seeing and used to hearing. And they were a little bit quiet in the first half, but second half they came to life and it was great to see. It's great to see all the kids and families on the park with us now, milling around with all the players. We don't get to see enough of that. Probably due to circumstances of the modern age, but it's great to see, especially in this family environment, which to a certain extent the A-League Women's is all about. We want to try and grow that so that it becomes more than just families and friends. It becomes more a corporate, cultural and fan-based generally for the whole league and particularly our club.
And to get us and sign some autographs now?
Yeah, I'll get over there, see how my hand's going, see if I can work the pen.
Perfect, thank you. Sophie, you've got finals basically in the cusp of your hands. What's going through your head right now?
Yeah, I think it's super exciting. 3 wins in a row, we've put ourselves in a good position to make finals. Wellington away next week, we'll be hoping to continue the run. And yeah, really proud of all the girls tonight. I think it's a good result.
You've managed to build up a very, very strong relationship with Clarissa Rue. Obviously, she set up 2 of your goals tonight. It's not the first time that she's been able to do that for you this season. How's it been playing with her? Obviously, she's very much a young player still coming through, but you two just seem to be able to click when you're on the football pitch.
Yeah, I think it was unreal. Kush came on tonight and she just brought energy, brought power, and like she's very good at that. I think we've both got really good attributes that work well together, and yeah, it's super good. Her coming through the ranks as a young player, it's super exciting.
It's been somewhat of a breakout season for you as well, not just the 2 goals tonight, but just over the course of the season. Did you anticipate a season like this? Obviously, you're going to back yourself, but I'm assuming you've hit double figures by now. I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head, but what's going through your head in that regard?
Yeah, I think I said to myself at the start of the season, I'm just going to give it 100% head down, train really hard, work really hard, and I've reaped the rewards, which is really good. I think, I'm not done yet, hoping to score some more, so yeah, it's good.
Hopefully you have more than one more game left this season too. It was probably a bit of a struggle in the first half. Western United were getting over the top of you, as much as you and Kusha would get the plaudits for your attacking output. Shan Karmas stepped up massively today, didn't she?
Yeah, she's unreal. She's such a strong force in the way she communicates and the way she demands that 6-yard box, and she saved us a lot tonight.
you've obviously only got one more game for the regular season. It's almost in the cusp of your hands. Are you anticipating you're going to make finals? Obviously, Jets and Melbourne do have tough games, but are you anticipating you're going to be there?
Look, we're going to do everything we can. Hopefully have the destiny in our hands and not someone else. But yeah, I think we'll put our best foot forward to be in the finals.
You also have top four within reach. Is that playing in your mind at all?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to finish as high as possible. I think that'd be amazing for Wanderers given the past seasons we've had. So yeah.
We've had a bumper crowd here tonight. How good was the atmosphere and to be able to put on a performance like that in front of such a raucous crowd?
Yeah, it was unreal. I think I had goosebumps when my goals went in. Just hearing the crowd go wild was so good. So yeah, it's amazing to have everyone out tonight watching the girls.
Perfect. Thank you.